The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so this is a one-day topic. So I don't know if you could relate to this experience, okay? But I sometimes forget Mashiv Rokum Yedigeshem, and I get annoyed, or I guess what's even worse is you don't know that you forgot, but because it's within 30 days and you have to go back, you know, that's how we, I'm pretty sure that's how everyone poskens, right? And there's this feeling of like, this is pointless, or like, why do I have to go back? You know, especially for me, at least, especially if I put in a lot of bakashos in my Shemona Esrei, there's something that feels like the second round is like cheaper or like not really real. Like I actually, you know, like I feel like the second time I'm just going through the motions, you know? So that's not what we're going to address directly, but I think what the idea we get out of this is going to address that. At least for me, it does. Okay. So that's like my agenda. All right. So this is from a shir from the Kuntres. Okay. From Lama Kadev Lamachros. Okay. That's the title. But the shir is the shir on Mashi Baruch Hu Midgashem. And it just happens to be, this is not usually his style. The first two paragraphs are a standalone idea. Okay. So let's just read the halachos independently and then we'll read it in the shir. All right. So Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah Birkas Kohanim, second chapter. Okay. And second chapter in Hilchos Tefillah the first chapter is about what the mitzvah of Tefillah is, Deraisa and Derabanan. Second chapter is about additions to Tefillah. Okay. So he, in Halacha Tezvav, he says, Kol Yimos HaGashamim, all the days of the rainy season, okay, which is, he'll say, Omer B'bracha Shnia Morit HaGeshem. We say in the second bracha, Morit HaGeshem, which means?
Causes the rain to fall.
Yeah, it causes the rain to fall. Uvimos HaChama, and in the sunny days, in the summer, Morit HaTal, right, which means?
Causes the dew to fall.
Causes the dew to fall, right, okay. Me'emasai Omer Morit HaGeshem. From when do we start saying Morit HaGeshem? Mitfilas Hamusafim Shal Yom Tov Ha'achron Shal Chag. From the Tefillah of Musaf of the last day of Sukkot. Okay. So Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Ad Tefillah Shachris Shal Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach. Until the Shachris Tefillah of the first day of Pesach. U'mitfilas Hamusafim Shal Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach. And from the Musaf of the first day of Pesach, Omer Morit HaTal. Then we say Morit HaTal. Now, pretend this is your first exposure to the halacha, okay? And I'm going to ask you a question just based on textual inference, okay? What could you infer from here about the halacha of if you forgot to say, like if you said the wrong one, what could you infer? Now, there's a lot of things you can't infer, but what could do you think you could infer just from the way the Rambam presents it here?
That you would have to go back. Both.
Okay, well, what makes you say that? I think that's a fair possibility.
He puts them up as like two like distinct and separate things.
So sorry, just make sure I get understanding you correctly. Is that you would go back for which one or ones?
Either one.
Right. Yeah. You say something different or the same?
I would say the opposite. And I think that the fact that it's only sometimes it's not important. It's therefore
okay.
Not important.
So I think you're both right. Okay, namely, but what would you infer? You would infer that it's the same din for each one because he presents them equally, right? Either they're ma'akiv or they're not ma'akiv, right? Because like he just says, oh, you do this one during this season, you do that one during that season. Okay, however, in chapter 10, okay, which is the chapter about mistakes in tefillah, then here's what he says, 10:8. If you make a mistake during the rainy season, velo amar morit hageshem, and you did not say morit hageshem, velo morit hatal, and you did not say morit hatal, chozer larosh. Then you got to go back to the beginning, right? So that's where we're at right now. If you said, and there's like this two minhagim, right? There's the in Art Scroll, which I think must be Ashkenaz Pesach, then a lot of Ashkenazim don't say morit hatal during the other time. So if you didn't say morit hageshem or Morit HaTal, when you're supposed to, then you go back, okay? V'im hizkir HaTal, but if you mention Morit HaTal, eno chozer, you don't go back. Yeah, okay, right? So that's like, I guess that's lucky, right? If you are, at least going to the Rambam, right?
It happened so many times, yeah. I forget, but wait, I know that halacha.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And again, by the way, because this is Rambam, I'm not going into what Pesach is, but that's what the Rambam says. Okay. V'im tabi mosachama, but if you made a mistake during the summer, the Amar Morit HaGeshen, and you said Morit HaGeshen when you were supposed to say Morit HaTal, chozer larosh, then you go back to the beginning, okay? V'im lohi is kir tal, and if he did not mention tal, So we don't make him go back. She'in hatal ne'etzar, because tal is never withheld. Okay. The eino tzarech bakasha, and does not need a request. Okay. So why do we have it in there at all? Because that's a good question. Okay. So that's one good question. Okay. There are at least two more questions here. One question follows directly from what we said last time. I kind of set it up for the question, right? What we just said from the not last time, from the last halacha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Right. So we said from the last halacha, it seems like these two insertions should be equal. Yeah. Either they're both ma'akev or they're not both ma'akev. Here, it's different, right? Like so the question is like, how do we account for, why did the Rambam present them as if they're equal in the halacha? And then in the halachas about the mistakes, we see that they are different. Okay. Then there's another question that comes from what these insertions are. And yeah.
A different question.
Sure. Yeah, you maybe other questions also.
Him calling Minotzer Bakasha seems to suggest that Mordechai is a Bakasha.
Exactly. Right. And what's wrong with that? It's a Sheva. Okay, right. Okay, good. So we have the questions that the Kuntres asks. Okay, so let's just read in the Kuntres. Ayin Hilchos Tefila Beis Tezvav Shemashma Shedin Meshiv Ruach Midgeshen Vedin Morid Hatal Shavinheim. Right? So the first halakha implies that the two halakhas are equal. Right? That the two insertions are equal. Ulam, however, Hilchos Tefila Perik Yod Halakha Ches Shemach Zirno So Im Shachach Mashiv Ruach Midgeshen Mash Ein Kein Lamorid Hatal. But you see that the halakhas are different. So the question is, how do we account for that difference? Okay, two. We can't go back now. Okay, so here's the thing. He's saying like this. If it's true that if you said Morid Hatal during the rainy season, he says you don't have to go back. But you didn't mention Geshem.
Right.
So shouldn't you have to go back? In other words, it's a weird thing that he says, if you didn't mention Geshem or Tal, if you didn't mention Geshem or Tal, then you go back. But if you didn't mention, if you did mention Tal, then you don't go back, right? But if the whole thing is that mentioning Morid the Geshem is Ma'akev, so you still didn't mention Geshem, right? So it's weird that Tal somehow like helps you, even though you're supposed to mention Geshem.
Somehow
it's a stand-in, okay, right? And then the last question is the one we asked, that David asked, Umi also inyan yesh lahavin tam haramam sham sh'im lo hizkir tal bimos hachama sh'im achzir noso mishum sh'tal eno tzarech bakasha. We also have to understand the reason for the Rambam there, that if he didn't mention tal in the summer, we don't make him go back because tal doesn't require bakasha. Bahalo hamadubar sham hu hazkara v'lo bakasha. But aren't we meant... Isn't Tal and Geshem a Hazkara, which is like a mention of praise, not a Bakasha? Okay, so those are the three questions.
I thought the question was stronger than that. Is that are we in the Parishman Esrei, which doesn't talk about or can't, and I would assume can't talk about Bakasha, meaning I was just talking about like, that's like, that's
yeah.
Like,
that's, okay, so you could say that, but there are Bakashas that we do insert. Namely in the Aseret Me'etshuva, and how can we put in bakashas there? Because a bakasha of the Rabin is permissible to insert there, but you just can't do bakashas of the Akhrin. Yeah. Okay. So because we're only going to spend one day on this, let's go to the answer. Okay. I have a bookkeeping announcement for after this. Okay. V'yesh Lomar. Okay. I think this is a beautiful idea. V'yesh Lomar, we can say as follows. Ika shnei dinim b'mashiv v'rochem midageshem. Okay, classic Brisker. There's two dinim in mashiv v'rochem midageshem. Ha'echad, first one, who should be birkas ha'gvuros tzrichin lomar shevach l'Hashem al zeh shehu mechaye es ha'olam b'alayim, is we need to praise Hashem for the fact that he gives life to the world through water. Okay, b'zeh, in this regard, geshem v'tal havyan shavim, then rain and dew are equal. Okay. Rak shel shevach zeh maskirin kol sug shamayim beito. But for this type of shevach, we mention each type of water in its time, and that's generally speaking what we do for brachos in general. Is you tain lo me'in birchosav, you give the bracha that is appropriate to the subject. So during the rain season we say rain, during the dewy season we say dew. Okay, so that's what the Rambam was alluding to in the first halacha where they're equal. Aval ika o din b'mashiv v'rochem midageshem. But there's another din. Vahu, and namely, shelifnei she'ela l'gashamim ba'inan ritzui, that before asking for rain in Baruch Aleinu, okay, in the year, before we get to that point in the year, ba'inan ritzui, we need ritzui. Now, how do you translate ritzui? Like, ritzei Hashem elokeinu, ritzei v'aglitenu? What? Favor. Appeasement is another way to say it. Okay, there's a famous retweet story. You know the retweet story? Was it?
The question, but I'm phrasing it as a...
as a praise?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that is what he's going to say. Let me allude to the story. Anyone know the retweet story with Rebbe? I've heard different versions of the story. I heard that it involved Rabbi Weiss, but I've heard it told about someone else, is that there's a shavuot shir on, I forgot what the topic was, shavuot shir that Rebbe gave. And this was back in the day when, you know, the shir were like 6 hours, whatever, you know. So the whole first day, they're all talking about like ritui, you know, and then the svara is about ritui. And then at a certain point, like whoever asked the question, Rabbi Weiss raises his hand and said, Rebbe, what is ritui? And like, it was the whole thing, like no one knew what ritui was, you know? So this is a whole topic. And I don't even think we need that in order to answer this. I'll give my theory in a second. So where does he get this from, that before asking for rain, you need ritui? So it's an open Gemara in Tainus, Dalet Amud Beis, that says, Amar le'abai bishlama tchilaso mazkir haskara nami ritzui she'elahi, which I don't understand if I just read the Hebrew, but the Steinsaltz fills it in. Ki haskara, that mentioning this insertion in the second bracha, gamkein ritzui she'elahi, what does that mean? Shehazkara b'tchila, that having a praise at the beginning of the rainy season, ba'al l'ritzui p'nei Hashem, is coming as a way to appease Hashem, k'dei sheyuchol achach lishol ulvakesh, so that later on we can ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu. Okay, now that idea sounds heretical, right? Like we need to bribe Hashem. Okay, so I'll explain that in a second. So then he says like this. Let's just look at the structural svara. Inyan machzir noso toli b'hashmatas haritzui v'lo b'hashmatas hashavach. Okay, the halacha of making the guy go back and daven again is not because you omitted shevach, is because you omitted ritzui. Okay. And therefore, that's why the Rambam says that you don't make him go back if he omits tal, because tal doesn't need request. Okay, I'll summarize it in a second. The im hiskir tal b'mos hagashamim, and if you did mention tal in the rainy season, in machzir noso mipnei shelaritzui sagi lebahaskaras tal. Because if you mention tal in the rainy season, you don't make him go back, because for ritzui purposes, it's enough to mention tal. Bazesha tal habi kasher bichlal lagashamim, because tal is related in general to rain. Kidamrin the same tal mata, like we say the same tal mata. Okay, so what he's saying is like this is. You might think that so before we learn this year, you would think that you're inserting two forms of shevach, right? Either mashi v'ruach mei degeshem or merida tal, and that somehow if you omit mashi v'ruach mei degeshem, then omission of that shevach is ma'akev and you have to go back. But what the Baal HaKuntres is saying is no, it's truly mentioned shevach and that is a din, but in that sense they're equal. But really, there's a special thing that before you ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu in December, you need ritzui. And ritzui is another din in saying mashi v'ruach mei degeshem. So the reason why you have to go back is you can't omit the ritzui. Okay. Now, what does this mean? So anyone want to venture a guess what ritzui is? Like, what's this idea of like you need ritzui before bakasha?
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this before we did the answer. I was thinking about like, I had some thought about like the tzvi din kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it makes sense that like, it's like a framing of like the davra in like tefillah. Like any other kind
yes.
of like framing of like who you're standing before, what you want, yeah. what God is, you know?
Okay, good.
And like what God can do. So like when you frame your bakashas,
yeah.
you know, before you, say that you put yourself into that proper mindset.
Okay, exactly, right? That is exactly what I was thinking, is that just like in general, we went through this year in my year, but then Rav Pesach went through
yeah.
it last year,
yeah.
right? That you can't just rush into bakasha. You need to do shevach to understand who God is, who you are, and what your relationship is. So too, if you think you could just ask for rain, like just demand rain, that's a distortion, right? That really you need to recognize that God is to be praised for rain and see what your place is. And then like an Eved asking for his needs. So now in terms of what I mentioned to you, the feel badness of, if you forget Mashi Baruch Mei Degeshem, you have to go back. To me, like if it was just, okay, I omitted this one seasonal praise. So sue me, you know, that feels like trivial, but here to me, I don't know, this is, again, this is my own subjective association here. Like it's a different feeling of like, oh, like if I don't engage in ritzui I don't have the right to ask for rain on December 4th and on. And like, I, and there's an error of like assuming that God just like owes me rain. Therefore my tefillah is like invalid. Like that's like a presumptuous like mistake, you know? So it, to me, it like, I decided to give this, when was it on Shabbos? I can't remember if it was on Shabbos or on Friday. I forgot, and I was all grumbling to myself, and then I remembered this idea, and I was like, oh, like, okay, like, so my first feel was really like almost like a brazen, like, you know, thing, and like it's good to redo it again. And again, there's a whole other rest of the shiur here, but that's just a one isolated idea. Okay, so I'm going to pause. I'm going to stop this, and two items on the agenda.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.